Bladen County was ground zero for the vote tampering scandal that led to the new election in the 9th Congressional District. Local political operative McCrae Dowless worked for Republican Mark Harris and now faces felony charges of illegally handling absentee ballots. But lax elections oversight by local officials is something Bladen County voters have had to deal with for a long time, according to Patricia Shepherd.
The biggest challenge for us is restoring the faith of voters in Bladen County.
Shepherd is one of three Democrats recently appointed to Bladen County's Elections Board. She's also a former second vice chair of the local Democratic Party.
They've become so cynical over the years, and it's been business as usual, and this has been going on for so long. And, you know, we hear all the time from people saying, I'm not going to bother voting, my vote doesn't count, somebody's just going to steal it.
In March, the State Elections Board appointed three people to the five-member Bladen County Board, including Shepherd. The other two were Democrat Deborah Bell and Republican Emery White. White initially declined to serve, but has since taken his post on the board. A fourth member, Chairwoman Luella Thompson, has also been appointed. The board can act with just four members, but a fifth eventually will be appointed. The fifth member cannot be a Democrat. Emery White shares Patricia Shepherd's view that corruption in Bladen County elections has been a problem in the past, but not just a GOP problem.
They needed to investigate both sides. Not just one side, they needed to go both sides. And they only went one side.
To safeguard the integrity of the new race, the state has sent an elections official to observe, assist, and guide county staff.
So do your search again. All right, so 263. So what they're doing, they are...
Veronica DeGraffenried is director of elections operations on the staff of the North Carolina State Board of Elections. She's standing over the shoulder of Valeria Peacock McCoy, who is seated at a computer. They're preparing for a local elections board meeting to approve absentee ballot applications submitted during early primary voting. McCoy is the acting director of Bladen County's elections board. She took over after Cynthia Shaw left her post in December, just as the state elections board was investigating wrongdoing in the 2018 election. Shaw had just a month left before her planned retirement and used accumulated vacation and sick time to leave early. Before taking over as director, McCoy was Shaw's assistant deputy. McCoy says she doesn't think there were any problems with the elections board staff in Bladen County, but that the state's assistance is welcome.
They brought in a lot of paperwork, more paperwork for our poll workers and ourselves to do, but after you look at it, you realize it's necessary. They've given us checklists that we didn't have before that have been very helpful.
Veronica DeGraffenried says that when state election staff first arrived in Bladen County to help prepare for the new election, they found there was a lot of work to be done.
Sometimes people do the same thing, the same way all the time, and they don't realize they need to change.
DeGraffenried says the state provided training for people who would serve as precinct judges and poll workers.
And that opened their eyes. It opened the eyes of, you know, precinct officials who've been precinct officials for years. And they were like, oh, we never knew that. We didn't know that. I mean, and they were thankful.
State Elections Board staff will continue to monitor the Bladen County Board throughout the 2019 redo. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.